Hi, God bless you. And thank you very much for tuning in, dear friends. Today, I'm going to talk to you on chapter number 8 of marketing principle, and that is integrated marketing communication. Now, what do you mean by integrated marketing communication? Let's understand here. We have spoken previously that for any product to be successful in the marketplace, we need to take care of the 4 P's of marketing, and we said that was marketing mix. What was that? Product, price, place and promotion. Dear friends, we have done first P, product, we completed. Then we did price, we completed that. Then we did distribution, which was place, the third P. And now we are going to do promotion. Dear friends, just like you have marketing mix, similarly we have promotion mix. What is promotion mix? Advertising, sales promotion, public relation, personal selling, direct marketing. Dear friends, do not be confused between marketing mix and promotion mix. Marketing mix, 4 P's of marketing. 4 P's of marketing, which is product, price, place, promotion. And promotion mix is different. So promotion mix or advertising is a subset of promotion, which is basically a part of the marketing mix. So do not be confused. Now, what is this? What is promotion? See, every company wants to promote their product to the consumer. You have a great product, you have priced it well, you have made the product available everywhere, and now you need to make the consumers aware that dear, such a kind of product is available. For that, you could use advertising, you could use personal selling, you could use public relation, you could use sales promotion, you could use direct marketing, you could use a combination of all of these parameters or elements. Promotion is also called as communication. Now, what are you communicating and why are you communicating? You are communicating about your product, so you are actually marketing. So since you are communicating the marketing aspect, it is called as marketing communication. So promotion mix and marketing communication is one or the same. Another thing, dear, since there are different elements in the marketing and in the promotion mix, you need to do a few of them in combination. So you need to plan them. So since you need to plan marketing communication and integrate them together, so it is called as integrated marketing communication. Very simple there. So let us understand. We will look at in other chapters in a little length of all of these elements. But in this chapter, it's just an introduction of IMC. So very small chapter. Let us understand what are we going to understand in this chapter. One, the objective is we will understand the communication in marketing. Like in any communication, what is marketing? We need to understand that. What is marketing communication mix? We'll understand the promotion messages that a company needs to give to the consumer. We understand the process of this communication. So, you know, persuasive communication, because I need to see my consumer are persuaded to buy my product. Integrated marketing communication and the components of integrated marketing communication, we are going to understand this, and communication or a promotion strategy, what is this? So very small chapter, we are going to cover these 6 points here, you see, and it's very simple, very simple. What is communication in marketing? Let's take the first one. See, dear friends, see, I feel there are 3 essential parts of communication. And what are those 3 essential parts of communication? 1, the source. Now see, I'm communicating to you. Who is the communication? I'm doing it. I'm the source. Okay. The message. Now I'm giving you a message. And you are the receiver. So you're receiving the message. So true communication takes place only when the message means the same thing to both the parties. That is the sender of the message and the receiver of the message. Which means that there should not be any gap between what I am telling you and the way you are receiving it. But in reality, there is a gap. Is it not? There is a gap between what I am telling you and what you may be taking. In case there is no gap and we can minimize the gap, how we can minimize it? If it would be an interactive process between you and me, probably we would have minimized the gap. Because if I am telling you something, you are probably taking it in one way. You cannot clarify to me at this point in time because this is a video session. So therefore, if you look at, we also have a PCP, which is a personal contact program, where you can come and talk to us. And we also have a VCF, where you probably look and virtually also you can talk to us and understand. So any communication basically has three very important things. One is, I'm repeating, one is the source of the message, two is the message, and three is the receiver. Dear friend, marketing communication is undertaken by marketeers through the devices of promotion. That is, as I've already said, through advertising, through publicity or PR, through personal selling, one-to-one selling, and obviously sales promotion. If you look at the elements of communication, generally if I say the elements of communication, you have the source and then you have the message. Now this is delivered through a channel. How are you delivering? I'm here, I'm doing a video lecture, so it's delivered through an audio-visual channel. One way, but you are receiving it. Receiver. Now, if it would have been interactive, what you did, you would have some feedback. Now also you could give some feedback. So the feedback comes. But dear, understand, in marketing communication, what happens is that every company is talking about their product, their services. So, you know, a consumer is getting a lot of these messages, dear friend. So the messages are therefore distorted sometime in the mind of the consumer. And this particular thing of competitors also talking is called as noise. So in marketing communication, normally this distortion and noise is there. Look at this bit. Look at this. Very simple. I'm going to talk about this very simple here. You have a source, marketing management has ideas, you know, to communicate. They communicate through a marketing program. This is encoded. Now, how it is encoded? Message is done through a salespeople, through a sales talk, or it could be done through advertising. It could be done through sales promotion to convey the intended meaning. So whatever we want to do, the source, you see what it does, it encodes through these things and then passes it on, and the message is sent through the channel. Now, if it is an advertising message, we could probably use an air channel, and maybe we are talking to it through a television or through the radio. If it's a personal selling, it's a one-to-one channel. So you use different channels. So it melts through the channel. A message channel could be a newspaper, print ad, could be a magazine, print ad, could be television, radio, it could be direct mail, it could be a salesman talking. So what happens is the channel is used. Now this channel, therefore, sends a message. The receiver, here the consumer receives the message. And the consumer, when they receive the message, they decode the message in their way. There's a simple form of communication. So they decode the message in their way. Consumer is a receiver. It gives meaning and interpretation to the message that they got in their way. And a lot of things are here. The perception, the noise, the distortion, a lot of things may be there. And therefore the result is final result that they are looking at. And what is the result here? Very simply, action on messages, changes in attitude of the consumer so that they take positive action towards buying the product. Now that's what every marketer is looking at. Is it not? Why am I advertising to you? So finally you take action and come and buy the product. And therefore the feedback actually comes in. And this feedback, you know, the consumer information channel, we are doing marketing research, we are doing audience survey, we know dealers and distributors are there, salesmen are there. So what is happening is we are getting the feedback through them, and it goes back to the source, that's the company in this example. And on the other hand, you also have these noises which are there, you know, these competitive advertisements that are there, other salespeople talking about their product, office confusions, you know, and many home confusions, many factors. This is actually, you know, this channel, it is affecting probably the entire thing. So from the top, there is competitor channel, your things which is happening. From down, you get these, you know, your company, your things are doing. You are probably giving it as a feedback and it goes back. And I know the marketing, the source acts on that, moves ahead. And the better they do, the better they do, the action is going to be so positive, is it not? So we look at very importantly these things. So let's look at, therefore, what is the marketing communication mix? I've already spoken about advertising. We'll talk about in the next chapter on advertising, full chapter. Then we talk about publicity, PR, personal selling, 1-to-1. Sales promotion. What is sales promotion? 1+1 free, 70% discount. Take this product, you get that product at half the price. You see? So sales promotion. PR, public relations, very, very important today. Direct marketing, I've already talked about. Internet marketing today. So many people are buying so many things on Flipkart or on Amazon, is it not? So many things today. Internet marketing, database marketing. Today you get the data. I spoke in the last chapter on privacy, you know. And I talked about, you know, how this privacy, you know, of your information is goes out. So database marketing, sponsorship marketing. If you look at certain people sponsor an entire event and market their sponsorship marketing, see the television, see on the air, you have those cricket matches sponsored, you know, by, so sponsorship marketing and event marketing. So you have a Filmfare award or a Stardust award, and there are people, you know, who are marketing their products and services through the event. Event marketing. What are you doing? Different things are done by different companies. Some people who have the budget do everything. Some people who do not have the budget as much probably will do something, because if you look at everything here is a cost to the company. Everything here is a cost to the company. So we need to understand that. Number three. Now we talked about in the objective promotion messages. What are these? See, the messages are transmitted through all forms of promotion and must describe the product features that the product is there in terms of customer and what are they looking at. Is that going to satisfy the need, want, demand, desire? You see, I go ahead and do not say only the feature, because customers do not buy features, customers buy benefits which are derived out of that feature. And therefore, I feel every promotion message could go as, what is the benefit that you are going to get? For an example, I say, you want to be successful in your professional career? You say, yes. Do you think education is one of the means where you could probably get some success in your educational career? You said, yes, sir. Do you also feel that if you want to go up in a corporate right, management qualification is one of the major criteria to help you succeed? Yes or no? You may say, yes, sir. Now, what kind of management qualification you could do? You're a working professional. Probably you can't do full time. You can't do part time. You probably, you know, are interested in a, where you could work and also do. And if I, well, yes, sir. But then, sir, some people may say, I may miss a VCF or I may make a PCP. So you have a video lecture. You come here, hybrid program. We designed this program such a beautiful way that you could probably download this video and see them at any point in time, whenever you want. You could come and have a VCF when you can probably have a you know, visual lecture with us. You probably come there in our college and have a PCP, personal contact program, right? So dear friends, what are we doing there? When we say, and then we say, do you think if I give you such a product, you may be interested? You may say yes, and then I can promote that this is the product which gives you all these benefits, you know. So if I say I do BCAP, I do BCF, is a feature of the product. But if I say the benefits, you know, whatever, everything that we are going to do is benefiting to you. Whichever you want to do. Some people do all of them, I say. Some people do all of them, dear. Right? So what happens is, some people do something depending on what they want. But at the end of the day, they are very clear and they come to a common platform that, wow, we know everything and we therefore probably get this PGDM hybrid MBA or program, whatever you call that. Dear friend, understand, the promotion message must communicate effectively the benefits to the consumer. Hence, promotion messages must achieve two basic objectives, I feel. One is communication in the right way, and two is persuasion. No, persuasion doesn't mean you persuade. No. The benefit itself is going to make the marketeer tell the consumer by persuading him that this is what you are looking at. This is what you are looking at. And promotion, therefore, by definition, is a persuasive communication. Dear friend, the messages is arranged to facilitate the consumer in the decision-making process, which means you promote a product, you are aware about the product. Once you are aware about the product, you want to take knowledge about that product. You get knowledge about the product. Now you like the product. Now you will like many other products of the similar kind. But then you will say, no, I like this one. Because you prefer a particular brand or you prefer a particular product. So you have preference. You prefer a product. Now you are convinced that this is what I want. And then you take action. Now see, this is what is persuasive communication, dear. And what is the process of persuasive communication? See, buyers welcome persuasive communication in a way. Now, sometimes when you go on pushing too much, it doesn't help. I say, no, don't do that. Right? Just tell them. See, I personally even go on to say that why do we sell, dear? If I give you something which satisfies your needs, your wants, your desires, your aspiration, you will come and buy. Why do I have to sell? I mean, you see, but yes, we need to tell you that what is it that we have. Yes, we need to do that. We need to tell you how we are better than competition. We need to do that. We need to tell you how we are going to help you achieve what you are looking at. Yes, we need to do that. I don't say no. So buyers welcome them, you know. The individual potential buyer is induced to pass through, therefore, several stages on its way to buy a product. And you know, there is a very important or very good process. You know, we call it AIDA, A-I-D-A, AIDA. What is AIDA? Idea A, first stand for awareness. See, till the time we are not aware that such a kind of program is available, such a kind of product is available, which will satisfy my need, you will not act. So you need to be aware. So first is awareness takes your attention. Once you are attentive, once you are aware, then you might be interested. That is the I. Once you are interested, then you know more about the product. Once you know more about the product, you may desire to probably try the product. Once you try the product, your desire are there, you take action. And action is either to buy or not to buy. See, not to buy is also an action. But that is not a positive action for the marketeer. So what we need to do is, we need you to take action. But we need you to take a positive action, boss. So we need that. Is it not? So broadly speaking, I would say, there are three distinct kinds of consumer responses to promotion. You know what? One is awareness and knowledge. So now you are aware and you are knowledgeable about the product or service. Two, is it that we can in some way change your attitudes positively towards my product or service? Emphasize effective response. You know, consumer moving from what we call as cognition when he is not clear to liking the product to preferring the product. Preference, you know. And can we move them through, you know. So what we are doing is we are changing the attitude. So pehle cognition. Oh, I don't know. Then yeah, this looks good. I like it. And then wow, I would prefer this. And then you take an action. So what we are doing is that we are, you know, communication, the process of persuasive communication is one, awareness and knowledge, jo hum karenge. Dusra, we would like to change attitude of the consumer from what we call as a cognition level to, let's say, a preferential level. And the third, therefore, now use a new behavior. So new behavior we want them to have, which will include motivational responses, which means now since you have a preference, you prefer this product, you are convinced that this is the right product, and therefore you take action by buying that product. So purchase decision. Now these are three very, very important distinct factors to do that, sir. I'm sure you're enjoying it. It's so simple and so exciting, you know. Let's look at the sixth objective which we had in this chapter was, what is there for integrated marketing communication? Now you're already aware, but yet let me share with you, American Association of Advertising defined integrated marketing communication as a concept of marketing communication planning that recognizes the added value of a comprehensive integrated, of a comprehensive integrated plan that evaluates the strategic roles of a variety of communication disciplines. And what are those? Advertising. What are those? Sales promotion. What are those? PR, public relation. What are those? Publicity. What are those? Personal selling. What are those? Direct marketing. What are those? Sponsor marketing, and so on, as we have already seen that. And combines these disciplines to produce clarity. And clarity has to be consistent, so therefore gives consistency. And this will give maximum communication impact to the consumer, dear. So this is how American Association of Advertising Agencies has defined integrated marketing communication as. I thought of just sharing with you. Dear friend, the purpose of IMC, therefore, what is the purpose of? It's to unify, integrating the company's brand images of the product or the company's image and the messages that the company would like to give for its product or service or the company, and communicate a common theme and position the product. What is positioning? What you do in the minds of the consumer. And position the product in the consumer mind. And therefore IMC, because positioning of a product is always done through advertising. I'm going to talk about it in advertising, which is our next chapter. So therefore there, IMC helps the company to build a strong brand identity in the marketplace. It really, really does saaf karke. And what are the components therefore of IMC that which we are looking at? A corporate image. Oh, it's a good company. Branding. What is a brand? Branding is to create a brand. What is a brand? A name, a term, a symbol, a logo, a design. A combination of all of them that differentiates one company, one product, one service from that of the other. Is it not? We need to talk about the brand. We need to understand what is the buyer behavior. What is buyer behavior? We need to understand the consumer buyer behavior. We need to understand the communication and the market analysis. We need to finalize the integrated marketing communication objective very clearly articulated. And we need to have and allocate budgets. Now that's important. How much money chahiye na? So you need to allocate budget. Once the budget is there, you need to optimize the resources that you have in various elements of the marketing communication mix. So you need to therefore do an advertising design and communication channel selection. You need to have sales promotion program. And very important, obviously, anything that we do, we need to evaluate. So evaluation of IMC, how is it doing? Are we on track? Are we spending the money in the right way? Are we getting the results that which we desired? Is the market share increasing? Is my sales increasing? Are my profits increasing? What were the objectives of the IMC? So we need to evaluate. We need to evaluate on a continuous basis. The last part is communication strategy. strategy laid down or lays down the broad principle by which a company hopes to secure an advantage over that of competitor, is it not? What's the strategy? You see, in your next semester, you have a subject called as strategic management, and we will be talking about it. But let's understand, what is a strategy? You should know what you need to do so that you have a competitive advantage and competitive edge over your competitor. You need to exhibit the attractiveness of your product, service or company to the consumer or the buyer and lead to full exploitation of the company's resources, men, machine, money, whatever. You need to have that, dear. And the communication strategy which the company will probably adopt will depend on the type of product that they are selling. Two, the behavior of the buyer and what is the target audience and who are they that, for an example, if Mercedes is going to sell or BMW is going to sell, it needs to understand that BMW is a luxurious product and what is the kind of buyer and what kind of buyers will buy BMW. Whereas when you're selling a Maruti and an Alto, let's say, or a Desire, let's say, you know the product is this, who is the buyer. So depending on that, who is the company? Is Maruti? Is BMW? And what are the different channel choices that you will take? Print media? Air media? What is the channel choices that we would like to take? So we need to clearly make clear what is it that we need to do there. And promotion strategy, therefore, could work on a push strategy or a pull strategy or a push or pull strategy. Now, what is this, dear? If you look at a pull, let's look at one by one. What's push strategy? Push means you're pushing. What is happening? Aggressive. What are you doing? Moving ahead. What are you doing? Everyone is pressurizing you to sell, and therefore we call, if you look at this particular picture, you see manufacturer, wholesaler, retailer, consumer. In the last chapter we looked at the distribution channel, and if you look at this, is a two level distribution channel, because between the manufacturer and the consumer there are two people, the wholesaler and the retailer. Now the manufacturer and the salesman of the manufacturer pushes the wholesaler, lele. The wholesaler buys. Now the wholesaler salesman goes and pushes the retailer. Now here the company salesman will also be there. Both together pushes the retailer, lele. And the retailer then pushes the salesman, the consumer. This is good, why don't you take this? This is the best product, this is a bargain, why don't you take this? So dear, a push strategy is also called a pressure strategy. It plays heavy emphasis on personal selling, one-to-one. Push strategy can be successfully used, when? One, when there is a high quality product with unique selling points, you could push. Now here there can be two school of thoughts. One could be that if you have such a high quality product with unique selling point, why do you push? Dear friends, because there may be competitor who also may be having the same, and he also may be doing the same. So probably looking at the market, as we have seen, looking at the environment, we need to also take a decision, what is it that we need to do. So don't feel, therefore, dear, that if it is then only we need to push. No. Two, the company has high priced product. Because most of the time, if you see, whenever you have a high priced product, there are people who may be reluctant to buy the product and may take long time to take a decision to act. And therefore, we may probably want to do a little pushing there. Third is, the company can offer adequate incentives to the middlemen, intermediaries, channel partner, give them some trade discount, so that they can give it to the salesman so that they push. That's called as a push strategy. Now let's look at what is a pull strategy. Pull strategy is, it's also called as a pull suction strategy. It is also called as a suction strategy. Extensive and heavy use of advertising is done in this kind of a strategy, and sales promotion would be necessary to generate consumer demand. There is a less emphasis on personal selling at all stages of the marketing channel, because what we are doing is that we are advertising so heavily that the person is coming and say, "Dear, I want to buy a bestiary." He says, "Well, this is Aquafina." "Well, dear, have you not heard? I want to buy a bestiary. Do you have a bestiary?" No, "Are you Aquafina?" "Oh, I don't want to buy that." "Oh, I have a bestiary, I'll give you." Then he gives you. That's called as a pull strategy. The consumer is so happy with the brand that he will settle for nothing else other than that brand. Now that's how marketeer creates a pull strategy. Like if you see, Apple have created a great pull for iPhones. So people who buy iPhone always stick and say, "I want an iPhone." A pull strategy. You know, a good strategy which mostly people use is a push and pull strategy. What is a push and pull? We do both the things. Which means we go on telling, and we go on advertising so that there is a pull. So people come to you, and we also push. Which means we push through sales promotion. We'll say, "You buy this thing by this date, there's this offer which is there. You could get this at a 10% discount. If you buy this, we'll give you 1 year service free. If you buy this, you will get that free. If you buy this, you will probably, you know, end up, you know, being a valued customer for us. We'll give you a coupon, and that you can redeem next time when you purchase any of our products worth 400 rupees or whatever is the price. So what are you doing? You're using a combination of push and pull. So most consumer good manufacturers generally use a push and pull or a combination strategy to sell their products. The ratio of push to pull may differ according to the requirements of the market situation. I've already said that. Because you need to understand what is the competitor doing. You need to understand what kind of products you have. You need to understand it's a seasonal product or what product. You need to understand what is the demand of the product. You need to understand, therefore, what is your market share. So there are various things that we need to understand. Salesmen are used to push the goods through the marketing channel, while advertising and sales promotion will support personal selling to accelerate that sales that we are looking at. Thus, all tools of promotion come and integratedly work together to get a common objective, and the common objective is sales. The common objective is action. Dear friends, to summarize, I told you the chapter is very, very small, because we are going to take these components one by one in our future chapters. What we learned here, dear, we understood what is IMC or integrated marketing communication. I explained to you that marketing communication is nothing but promotion mix. I told you promotion mix and marketing mix are two different things. Please do not be confused between the two. If you get a question in your MCQ, as your MCQ, please don't misunderstand that. We need to understand that we actually need to integrate all the elements of promotion mix together and communicate to the consumer. Since we are communicating marketing, we say marketing communication. Since we are integrating many elements of these, we call it integrated marketing communication or IMC. So I introduce you the first P, I mean the last P of promotion, which we are going to do here. And we are now going to talk about different elements of promotion in our next chapters. So stay tuned. I hope you are enjoying. It's very exciting. God bless you. Take good care of your health. Bye-bye. See you in the next chapter.